We are learning Masechtas Sanhedrin Daf Kuf Hei Amid Aleph, and we are beginning 7 lines from the top. The first word on the line is La'asayisim Reim, starting at that line. It says in the Pasuk in Yirmiyahu, it says, Ma'aduash Shoiviva Ha'om Hazeh Yerushalayim Meshuvah Nitzachas Hechzikah V'Tarmes Meinu Lashuv. And this Pasuk of Yirmiyahu is telling the Klal Yisrael, why being Meirid and why are you tining a tshuva neitzachas, tining a tining that has no answer? What are we referring to when we say a tshuva neitzachas? Omar Rav, tshuva neitzachas, a shivu knesset shol the Navi. Klal Yisrael answered a tshuva neitzachas to the Navi. Omar Rav Navi Yisrael, chazur b'tshuva, do tshuva. Aveseichem shechatu hechemem. Where are your fathers who did Averis? They're not around anymore, right? So you see what happens if someone does Averis. Omru lahem, so they answered back, all the Nevi'im that did not do a chet, Heichanhem, they're also not here. Shunema, and the Taina basically is, he's saying, oh, our father's not here because they died b'chetam, they died because of the Averis. What do you mean? The Nevi'im didn't do Averis, they're dead also. Teretz is, kach derech olam, no one lives forever. What kind of Taina is that? Shunema, like the Pasuk says, aviseichem ayeheim, v'anevi'im alayim yichu. This is a remez to that Taina, this is a Pasuk in Zechariah, there's a remez to Klal Yisrael's Taina back to the Navi. The Navi saying that, look, you're going to go, you're going to be like your father's, we're on Nevi'im. So the Gemara says, they take out Amal Lahem. The Gemara says, Chazur v'haydu. The Maisa Klal Yisrael, at the end of the day, was Moida back to the Navi. Shnema, like the Pasuk says, Ach, devorai v'chukai, asher tzvisiyas avde Nevi'im, halei yasigua v'seichem, v'yeshuvu v'yemru, kasher zomam Hashem, tzvokas lasas lonu, k'darkeinu kamaleinu, k'enosu yitonu. The Maisa, they were Chazur, and they were maskim to the Navi, to the Navi Yirmiyahu, that they're wrong, they should do tshuva. And the Mashah asks now exactly what changed. It was a good time to had a tshuva netzachas. He said, we are in the Nevi'im. So the Mashah explains that there was a difference how the Aviseinu died and how the Nevi'im died. He says, the Nevi'im, he says like this, that the inner daima, the Nevi'im shemesu gedera kol aretz, v'nitnu l'kvura, yoydim anu heichem hein. V'chiloy lam yichu, that you live forever, av aviseichem shemesu b'misois meshunois. Shaloy al mitasam. They died in misa meshuna, not on their beds. Kedama b'techecha, in the techecha, v'af b'moisum lo yidatam heichem heim. So there we know that there was because of the chatam. So that's the difference between them and the Nevi'im. Shmuel Amar, a different shot what the tshuva netzachas was. Shmuel Amar, bo asar b'nei Adam v'yoshu l'fonam. The Yidin came with 10 people with a minion in front of Yirmiyahu. Amar lahen, chazu v'tshuva, do tshuva. Amar loy. So they answered, Eved Shemachir Rabba, yeah, Eved that was sold by his master, or Ish Shigir Shabailo, or Isho that was divorced by her husband, Klum Yesh Zazak Klum, is any tied anymore? And they were saying that Kaviyach HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Megarashos, threw us out, so we nothing to do with them anymore, nothing to do with Hashem anymore. That was the tshuva Netzachas. Amar Lehi HaKadosh Baruch Hu Novi, Lech Emel Lehem, go tell them, Aye Sefer Krisis Imchem Asher Shachtiyah, where is the Sefer Krisis? Asher Shachtiyo, I mean Menushai Asher Mecharti Aschem Loi. Where is the Menushai Lashon of a loan? Like, where is the money that I sold him? Where is that? I never sold you. I never divorced you. Heim Ba'avin Iseichem Nekartem V'Shachem Shulchemchem. You were sent away with your Averis, but you're still married. You're still my Eved, and therefore you could do tshuva and come back. Dom Rav Shlokish Ma'ay Dechse. What's behind the pasuk that says it's? We know David's called David Avdi, which is a compliment. David is my Eved. And it also says in the Pasuk that regarding Nebuchadnezzar, he's also called Avdi. The Pasuk says in Yirmiyahu, it says it's called Nebuchadnezzar, called the Eved. What's Pshat and such a thing? So Gemara says like this, is the Pshat. Akash Baruch knew that one day Klal Yisrael was going to say this type of taina that we're not your avadim anymore. You sent us away. We're Nebuchadnezzar avadim, and now we're not part. We're nothing to do with Akharis Baruch anymore. The figure hichtem Akharis Baruch of Akara Avdai. The Akharis Baruch called Nebuchadnezzar as Eved, and the halach is Eved shekar nechasim Eved lemi nechasim lemi. Who owns Nebuchadnezzar? Akharis Baruch. So if you work for, if you're Eved to Nebuchadnezzar, it means you are Eved Akharis Baruch, because Eved shekar nechasim Eved lemi nechasim lemi, and Nebuchadnezzar is the Eved of Hashem. That's why Hashem was makdim and called Nebuchadnezzar Avdi, in order that the Yidden won't have any type of taina, even saying a taina that we are divorced or we are sent away, we are still we're still part of Akharis Baruch Hu's Klal Yisrael, because Lemaisa we are Eved to Nebuchadnezzar, who was owned by Akharis Baruch Hu. The pasuk says, "Va'oila al ruchachem hoyu loisia." Asharatam oimrim niyak goyim k'mishpachas aratzus. He says, "Oila ruchachem loisia" means that you're gonna think something, but kol mashata shvurim Rashi says loyia, it won't be like that. Because you're going to start saying, "Asharatam oimrim niyak goyim." Will be like the goyim k'mishpachas haratzos? Will be like the nations of the world? The sharis eitz ve'even. So zokta Hashem, "Chai ani nu'um Hashem lekim loy biyad chazaka with a strong hand." It's written to you, "V'chema shafucha emlech aleim." I will be your king no matter what. And the Gemara says, "Amar Rav Nachman, kol ki hayrischa lirsoch mar la nofarkuna." We're waiting for Hashem Baruch Hu to be mamlech on us forcefully. We want that. We want Mashiach to come. We want Hashem. The Gemara says, "Mi tem v'yavalon azeh akas b'chema shufa emlech aleim." Shigalenu bal karchenu v'emlech aleinu. When is this day going to come when HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be a melech over us forcefully? We want that to happen. But that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, that don't think you're going to the goyim, you become part of the goyim. Chai ani numa Hashem im loy b'yach hazok v'yari tuya emlech aleichem. The pasuk says, v'yesuru l'mishpat Elikiv Irenu. So this pasuk is another example of a tshuva nitzachas. So it says in the pasuk, "Esul mishpat Elikiv Irenu." Om Rabbi Chana, Om Lehem Navi Lishrael. Chaz v'tshuva do tshuva. Om Loi Ein Anoch Yichayelim. It's a hard shalot banu. We can't do tshuva. The Yitzhar is too strong. Om Lehem. So the Navi answers, "Yisru Yitzreichem." Omru Loi Elikiv Irenu. This is the remez in the pasuk where the Klai Yisrael is tining down. Yitzhar is too strong. Because it says v'yisru mishpa means that the Navi is telling them do tshuva and overcome yetzara, and amru lo yelikav yirenu, let the Hashem do it. We can't do it ourselves. Like Rashi says, haynu tshuva nitzachas. The amru le elikim yirenu shein anu yichayim laser. So we can't control the yetzara. We need your help. Going back to the Mishnah, we just finished the three kings who don't have. Of the don't have Olam Haba, which was Yeravam, Achav, and Menasha. We have some machlokesim about that. Now I'm going to go to the four hadyotis brought down in the Mishnah that don't have Olam Haba. Who are the four hadyotis? Bilam, Doeg, Achitofel, and Gechazi. So we'll handle one at a time. Bilam, what's the name Bilam? Beloy Am. Rashi says, Beloy Am means She'in Lechelik Im Am, which some learn means he doesn't have a Chelik Olam Haba. That's what Bilam Loy Am means, he does not have a Chelik Olam Haba. Dova Achar, Bilam Shabalaam, he swallowed up a nation, which means because of his, he ruined Klal Yisrael a little bit, because he gave the Eitz to Balak that he brought the Zionists by the Baal Pa'ar, and 24,000 Yidin were killed. So Balaam, he swallowed up the Am. Ben Ba'ar, the son of Ba'ar, who is this Ba'ar? Shabal Be'ir. We'll see, Yisrael also was, and Bilam also was Ba'ar in his Chamar, but his father is called Ba'ar, Shabal Be'ir, because he was Mizana with his animal. Tana, who Ba'ar? His father, Bilam's father's name is Ba'ar, who Koshim Rishatayim. His name is also Koshim Rishatayim, which we find in the beginning of Shoftim. Who Lavan Arami? That is Lavan Arami. And the Gemara explains, Ba'ar is Shabal Be'ir. He's called Ba'ar because he was Ba'ar on his animal. Kushim Rishatayim, because the Avash Te Rishayim. He did two Rishatika things. First of all, Be'Israel. Achas Me Yaakov. One was the Lavan ran after Yaakov and tried to kill him. Va'achas Me Shvaita Shvaitim. And once Me Shvaita Shvaitim, he attacked Klal Yisrael. Umay Shmoy, Lavan Harami Shmoy. His name is Lavan Harami. So coming out, that Bilam was a descendant of Lavan Harami. He was a son, according to this, he's a son of Lavan Harami. And Lavan Harami and Kushim Rishatayim and Ba'ar are all the same person. Ksiv, Lavan was much earlier, but it must have been Lavan lived a very long time. Lavan very long time. He lived a very long time. You know, some say that Bilam was Lavan. But it could be, it just means a descendant of Lavan, but it's Mashmah, it's Mamash Lavan, yeah. Ksiv says in the Pasuk, Ben Ba'ar, V'chsiv Benoi Ba'ar. One Pasuk says that Bilam Ben Ba'ar, and a different Pasuk, it says also in Balak, V'yisa Mashalav Yeymar, Bilam Benoi Ba'ar. It sounds like Ba'ar is the son of Bilam. So which one is true? Amrav Yechanan, Aviv Benoi Uloi Benavias. His son, his father was like a son, Benavias, which means Bilam was a bigger Navi than his father. Vaistos, his father, also was a Navi. Ba'or also was a Navi, but Bilam was bigger than his father. Zakti Gemara, it's Mashma from this Mishnah, that Bilam, who lost Lam Adasi. It's Mashma, Bilam, who is not a Jew, he's a guy, he doesn't get Elma Ba. Hashar Goyim Achmini, other Goyim, also, they will get Elma Ba. And it's really a machlokes tanoim, masnisim money, Rabbi Shui. Our Mishnah that says that's mashma, the other goyim have olam haba, is Rabbi Shui. Turn to the brayso, Rabbi Eliezer Eimer, it says in the pasuk, Yeshuvu Rishom l'sha'ola, kol goyim shichei alikim. And the way Rabbi Eliezer darshins is, Yeshuvu Rishom l'sha'ola elu poishi Yisrael. That the poishi Yisrael will go l'sha'ola, not to olam haba. They'll go into Gehenna and that's it. And kol goyim shichei alikim, all goyim shilakim elu evichavim. All goyim also go l'shoyla. The Rabbi Eliezer. That means all the goyim and the pishah Yisrael don't have olam haba. That's Rabbi Eliezer teaches this pasuk. On the Rabbi Shua, v'chi nemar b'chol goyim or kechol goyim leilim el kol goyim shilakim. And therefore, if we would say that yeshuv rishom l'shoyla kechol goyim shilakim, so that would match like this: that the Yiddish rishom will go into Gehenna just like all the goyim. It doesn't say kichol goyim, it says kol goyim. And therefore it's a pirish in Yeshuv Rishon L'Shoyla, according to Rabbi Shua. He says, V'lelem ela kol goyim shich alakim, ela Yeshuv Rishon L'Shoyla, maniyah, who is that? Who are the Rishon L'Shoyla? Kol goyim shich alakim. All the goyim that shich alakim, which means it's not all the goyim, only goyim shich alakim go to Gehenna. But other goyim do get olam haba. So according to Rabbi Shua, and that's who our Mishnah is going according to, there is olam haba for non-Jews as well. And like Rashi explains, what are goyim going to be doing there? They're going to be our helpers. Like the pasuk says, "Ruud zarim tseinachem ubnenecha achrechem olam haba." It means they will be the farmers and they'll take care of all the work. They'll be the slaves, basically, olam haba. The pasuk says, the Gemara says that, "V'af oisu rosh v'simla," that's my, Bilam made a simon to see if he's going to get olam haba. And he said like this, "Omar, Thomas nafshi mois yisharim." Im Thomas Nafshi Mois Sharm Teach Risa Kamoy Vim Lav Hin Yehoylech La'ambi. The lashon of the pasuk is that he says Thomas Nafshi Mois Sharm Mosi Ach Risa Kamoy, which means Bilam said, if I die a normal death, then Ach Risa Kamoy. That means I will get Olam Haba. But if not, then Hin Yehoylech La'ambi, I will not get Olam Haba. And Itaka, the way he died was he died b'cherev, and the Gemara in the next blat and Kovav says he actually died all four Mises Bezin at once. So he did not die a regular death, so he takes not going to Olam Haba. Once you mention the parasha of Bilam, I'm going to talk a little bit about the parasha there. It says, Vayelchu ziknei Moav v'ziknei Midyan. That it says that Balak was nervous, and he sent the ziknei Moav ziknei Midyan uksam v'yadam v'varul Bilam v'darul lov divrei Balak. They came, both the ziknei Moav and ziknei came together to ask Bilam to come give a klal to Klal Yisrael. So Tana, Midyan and Moav lo yalehem shalom ayalam. They would never have peace. They're always fighting with each other, two nations. Marshal shnei klav, and here they made shalom. Marshal shnei klavam, it's a marshal of two dogs, shoye be'edev, hayo tzuvim zelzeh. They hated each other. Tzuvim, Rashi says, is a lashon of being angry, because if someone's angry, his face gets gold and red. So they're very angry at each other. Buzz Eval Echad, a wolf came and attacked them. One of them, Amar Ha'acher, Meino Oizroi, Hayoyim, if we don't help him today, Horogoy will kill him, Vlomacha Ba'alal, come kill me. So they went, they got together, Ba'achdos, Yehokos Nehem Ba'argu, Hazev, they went to kill the Zev, same thing. He also, Midian and Amayv got together to try to get rid of Klal Yisrael. Aram Papayan Darminchi, Karkushto Vashunra, Karkushto is a weasel, Vashunra is a cat, they're not friendly usually. Ovdu Hilula, they made a party, Mitarva de Bishgada, from the chalev of someone who has a bad mazel. That means they get together sometimes to attack someone, to get a good meal, they'll get together for that, and that's what the marshal to Ziknei Moav and Ziknei Midyan. It says in the Pasuk that, Vayomer Aleihem Linu Pa'alayla, Vashavoyse Eschem Dava, Kasher Yedaber Hashem Elai. So after they come to Bilam, Bilam says, sleep overnight, let's sleep overnight, they have to ask Hashem what he wants to do. Vayeshuvu Sari Moav in Balam. Vayeshuvu Sari Moav in Balam. It says the Sari Moav stayed in Bilam. What happened to the Sari Midyan? Why only Sari Moav? Zakta Gemara, Vayeshuvu Sari Moav in Bilam. Vesari Midyan Hechna. So where did Sari Midyan go? Kivan to Amalu Linu Paralila. Once Bilam said that sleep overnight, I'm going to ask Hashem. Vashavayis Eschem Dava. Amru, they said, Klum Yesh Av Shenis. No, there's no tzad Hashem's going to say, go curse the Eden. So they left. It wasn't a get. Amr Rav Nachman, chutzpah afilu klap b'shmayim mahani. L'maisa, chutzpah works, because mi'kara k'siv l'yisei l'chimam, the first time the Ziknei Moav and Ziknei Midyan came, so he went to sleep, the Ziknei Moav stayed, the next morning he wakes up, he says, that Hashem says, I can't go with you. So then Balak sent again a messenger, and this time again they stayed overnight, and this time Hashem says, He says, Hashem says, V'yav elikim al bilm alayla, v'yem alayim la kroy lucha, bo anoshim kum leich itam. V'achas, davash dabar alecha, he says, sasa. But it says, v'yem go. So you see, the chutzpah worked. By trying second time, Hashem said, okay, just go. Om Rav Sheish says, chutzpah machusav leitagahu. Chutzpah is like a king without the crown, which means he has the power, even though he just doesn't have the crown. He has the power of a king without having the crown. The chsiv says in the pasuk, this is the pasuk David Melech talking about Avner and Amasa, I think it is. Vanoicha yoim rach u'meshuach melech vanosh ve'elah b'nei tzruya koshimani. These Avner and Amasa are stronger than me. I'm not sure who it was, but one of the Bnei Tzruya, we had Yoyev Ben Tzruya, and you have Avner, you have Amasa, you have the three brothers. I think Amasa was killed by then, so I think it's Avner and Yoyev. And he says, the Bnei Tzruya, they're stronger than me, and my only kayach is a melech, so you see that it's a machus of loitag. Omer Rav Yechna, Bilam chigo barag le'achasaya. Bilam limped with one foot. He was not such a good working leg. Shneimar, it's in the pasuk vayelech shefi. Shefi is a lashon of shaf, that the foot is out of its socket. B'shimshin b'shtei raglav. Shimshin was lame in two legs. Shneimar shefifa na'aliyarech reishachik v'esus. And Marsha explains this is just telling you the godliness of the nes of Shimshon, how he's able to just destroy the Plishtim, even just on one leg or no legs. Like the Mashal says, "V'chem Shimshon Hashviran Apli Shoy Nechay BeBeis VeGlayim Also Gevuras of Plishtim." He still did his Gevura of Plishtim. Zogt Gemara Baita, Bilam Suma Ba'achas Meinov. Bilam was blind in one eye. Hayosh Nema. It's in the pasuk Shesuma Ayin. It says Shesuma Ayin, which means Rashi says one eye was open, only one eye. The other eye was closed. Now Bilam also was koisim ba'amasai. He did kishif with his aver hamila haya. Ksiv hacha says in here noifel guluyanayim. It says about Bilam that noifel guluyanayim. The ksiv hasam and it says there v'inehaman noifel almita. And there the Achashverosh thought that he was trying to mizana with Esther. So lost noifel. We see koisim ba'amasai. Itmar zutra ama koisim ba'amasai. The kishif was amasai. Ma'abre reyavino amar shabal asoynoi. That he was mizana with his donkey. Man dem koisim ba'amasai haya kedamar. Like we said from lashon noifel noifel. Now what's the makar that ba'al asoynoi? Where do you see in the pasuk of lashon? Man dem ba'al asoynoi haya ksiv hacha that Bilam said kar shachav kari yichlav miyekemenu. Ksiv hasam. It says by Ya'el ben ragleha and tapal and beis ben ragleha kar nafal shachav. Where there we know it means that lashon of bia. So we see. This is a remez that he was mezana with his chamar. And the Gemara is going to say the story momentarily, right now. It says in the Pasuk that he said about himself, V'yedeya das elyon. Bilam said, I know the das of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Gemara says, Hashta das behemta lo yavyod. He didn't know his das of his behema. Das elyon yavyodah. Did he know das elyon? My das behemta. What did he see to know his das of his behema? The Amri lay, because he was riding his chamar, and his chamar guy was making problems. They didn't want to go. So the people, the Ziknei Moyav that were with him, asked him, "My time l'rochav tasusi. Why didn't you take a horse? Why are you taking a chamar? Take a horse. Much better mode of transportation." Amalahu. So Bilam answered, "Shadoy leberativa. It wasn't available. It was in the fields grazing. So I didn't have it. So I took the chamar." Amralei. So the chamar piped up. Says, "What do you mean? I am your like trusted donkey." So he said, so Bilam answered, "Nah, Latina Balma. Yeah, I use you for carrying loads." So then he said, the chamar says, the donkey says, "Asher echavtolai, you ride me." So Bilam answered, "Kray Balma, only once in a while." So then the chamar says, "Ma'oidcha alayyem azeh, from always, all the time." And now only that, the chamar says, "Elashani oislcha ma'ise ishish belayla, that you mezara with me belayla." Ksivach had it because Ksivach haskin eskanti, which pashva means that the chamar told Bilam that I usually do this. Haskin usually that I usually do this, but what darshing here also means loshon sechenes. Ksiv hasam that by David HaMelech by Avishag Hashanam it says v'tiloi sechenes. This is loshon ishus. So you see here he got stuck out basically by his chamar. He obviously did not know what the chamar was going to say. He wouldn't have started this whole conversation. He wouldn't have got himself in trouble into hot water here. Elamai, so what does it mean? It's hakis yedei das elyon. There's no das of behemtoy. Elamai, vayedei das elyon. So yedei lechavin usha shah shakar's baruch hu kayesba. he knew exactly when HaKadosh Baruch Hu got angry, and at that time the klal could be chal, and that was his koyach. His koyach was, he knew which second HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry. Remember what Balak wanted to do. He wanted to hire Bilam to curse Klai Yisrael. And what did Bilam Bamar answer? He says he's going to do it. So Mandas Siskes Hashem is means like this. Myel Mandas Siskes Hashem. Lagosh Baruch Hashem. Do no. Kama Tzedakas Sizim Vachar. The lads talkers with you. Shleika Asti Kol Oysen Yom Memei Bilam Rasha. I did not get angry at all in those days of Bilam Rasha. Shel Malika Asti Kol Oysen Yomim. If I would have got angry any of those days, Lo Yinishdar Misaneim Shel Yisrael Shel Deplit. Nothing would have left the Klai Yisrael Hashem. Haydu to come like Bilam LeBalak. Then what do you want from me? Ma Ekov LeKabe Kael. Ma Ezim LeZon Hashem. Hashem is not getting angry. What do you want from me? So and that was Sitzkes Hashem. That Hashem did not get angry at all, because if not, his klal would have been worked. And what it means is, that's Elyon, he knew the exact minute when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry. I got the words Benashitim out of Gilgal in the pasuk Rashi explains means that from Shittim, which means from the story of Shittim, story of Bilam, until Gilgal, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not get angry at all at that time, and therefore none of the klalos were Miskayim.